Welcome to Healthy Family Connections, the podcast for families wanting out-of-the-box solutions to parenting and relationship challenges, with your host, psychotherapist and author of Ending the Parenting Control Battle, Neil D. Brown.
What do you do when your teenager believes that you want to control him and that you enjoy taking things away from him? Well, we'll talk about this and more on this week's podcast, Dial Up the Maturometer. It's sponsored by Neil D. Brown, LCSW, and I'm your host, Neil D. Brown. And I'm here to empower you to get that enjoyable family that you work for every day. And if you have a question you'd like me to address on this podcast, don't be shy. We're all going to benefit from your questions, so come on over to my website, neildbrown.com, and enter it there today. And during this month of June, if your question is selected or you leave a review of HFC on iTunes, we'll send you a free copy of my book, Ending the Parent-Teen Control Battle. And, of course, be sure to email me your address so we can get that to you. Today, we're hearing from Joanne from Phoenix, Arizona. And Joanne writes, "My ADHD 14-year-old son is wearing me out. During the school year, he is almost impossible to keep on track, particularly with his homework. Nowadays, homework is done on a tablet, so if he's doing homework or watching YouTube videos, it's impossible to stay on top of it. Privileges such as having money and permission to go for pizza with his friends, Xbox, they're always being revoked. Then he gets upset, and we point out that he did it to himself, and he just can't get off the idea that we're controlling him and just liking taking things away. Now that summer's here, he doesn't have homework, but we can fight about screen time, basic hygiene, including brushing teeth, nutrition, cleaning his room, etc. Taking privileges away isn't working. I know we're in a control battle, but what can I do? I can't change how he thinks about us." Okay, thanks, Joanne. ADHD kids can mature more slowly and build their executive function skills more slowly. So a control battle is only going to delay his maturing. When kids are in control battles, they're working on their fighting skills and their resistance skills rather than managing responsibilities and working on growing up. So I want to offer you a tool that can promote the concept of your teenager being in control and not being victims of their parents' control. I call it the Maturometer. And Joanne, I'll introduce it to you by playing you talking with your son, and I'll call him Bo. So this will be a little audio role play. So before I start, first of all, do some immediate short-term things, Joanne, to build positive relationship with your son. For instance, make pizza together and maybe have a friend of his over to enjoy it, or go with him and a friend to the skate park and video him skating. In other words, do some things that clearly say, "I enjoy you and I support you." Get some good mojo going with your son. All right? Then, when you've got some good energy going, then you can talk with him, ideally while he's enjoying some food that he likes, so he'll stay put for this conversation. And here we go. I'm Mom. Bo, why is it important for children and teenagers to have parents? Bo, to make us do stuff and buy us things. Mom, well, that's not exactly right. It's to help you learn and grow so that you will eventually be able to make yourself do stuff and buy yourself things. "I could do that now. I just don't want to," says Bo. Mom now says, "And that's the point. To be able to function well as an adult, you need to be able to manage responsibilities, frustration, disappointment, whether you want to or not. It's our job to help you get those skills, and it's the kid's job to learn them. Then we would control and structure less and less, and you would use self-control and responsibility on your own more and more. Bo, I don't think I'm ever going to want to do homework. Mom, that could change. You could want to do it because you want to have it out of the way and not worry about it. You could want to do it because you want or need a good grade. You could want to do it because you're interested in the subject. You could want to do it because you have pride in your work. If you put your mind to learning how to take care of responsibilities, you'll get better and better at it and like it more and more. But you've got to change your attitude first. Bo, I don't believe it. Even if I had a good attitude and could do it on my own, you and Dad would still want me to do it your way. How would you know I'm ready? Mom, you are actually letting us know how much structure you need all the time. Parents are very tuned into their kids, and based on how their child or teenager acts, it makes parents confident and comfortable with how they're doing, or worried and uncomfortable about how they're doing. You can imagine kind of a round meter in the middle of our foreheads. As our view of your maturity goes up, the dial moves clockwise to the right. And as our view of your maturity level goes down, the dial moves counterclockwise to the left. As you turn the dial to the left, we view your ability to manage responsibilities and privileges as low. When you fight and argue to get a privilege, ironically, the dial turns down and then you are seen as less mature and less ready for privileges. And when you accept a limit and work with us on it, and the dial moves clockwise and privileges are more likely to be granted. It's hard enough, Bo, for Dad and I to run our own lives, and we don't want to be in charge of yours. But for now, you're 14, and we love you, and want to support you in growing your maturity over the next few years. And as you get better at self-management, parental management goes down. So you keep working at dialing up the maturometer, and we'll keep working at supporting your independence and the privileges that come along with it. Okay, having had that conversation, Joanne, now you can simply refer to the maturometer. When he's putting all his effort into resistance and fighting, put your finger up in front of your forehead and point it to his left and say, notice which way you're dialing the maturometer. I hope this helps, Joanne. And middle school and high school can be tough with ADHD kids. Stay positive. Help them and you find victories. Keep your sense of humor. And do not get caught up in control battles. Now, the maturometer can be a tool you can use to keep them knowing they're making their own choices. I like it because it's a fun, silly way of getting across a very important concept. So, listeners, the maturometer concept, while fun and silly, explains a critical concept, and it empowers kids to learn, to move forward, earn privileges, and end control battles. And that's a lot of good stuff. So give it a try and let me know how it works out. Hey, thanks for tuning in today, everyone, and thanks to Joanne for her question. Now, through this month of June, you can leave a review of HFC on iTunes and get a free book, or if your question is selected for our podcast, I'll send you a free copy of my book, Ending the Parent-Teen Control Battle That Way. Be sure to email me your name and address so we can get that to you, and I really mean it. When I say, please, take care of yourselves. You need it. You deserve it. You're worth it. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Healthy Family Connections with Neil D. Brown. If you have a question you'd like answered, head over to neildbrown.com/submit and enter your question for Neil there. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his weekly offering. You may want to pick up a copy of Ending the Parent-Teen Control Battle at your favorite bookstore or online retailer. Join us again for the Healthy Family Connections podcast.